We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
War, oh mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Now, where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows.
Apparently it's a very lengthy conversation that they're having in the parking lot. Because Kevin Strickland is still on prison property.
Me out of here.
Can we go ahead and close the door? I'm ready to go, guys. We are waiting for Kevin Strickland to leave the prison grounds, but he has not. They do have him in the SUV, but he has not left. There are about, I would say, six or seven people outside of the car.
You had asked about the length of his, 43 years, and I do want to read this from one of the NBC stories. It says, the 40-plus years that Strickland served in Missouri is one of the longest wrongful imprisonments acknowledged in United States history and by far the longest in Missouri. He has the dubious distinction of being in the top handful of longest wrongful convictions in the United States. And to your question, Scott, and I know there is a legitimate GoFundMe for him through the Midwest Innocence Project, and God bless all of you who have donated to that.
Yeah, just be careful where you donate your money.
Be careful that you donate to the Midwest Innocence Project, because they also have services, Scott. Do you know they have a meeting through some of these groups just for the exonerated? And I've talked to Professor Sean O'Brien about this. They get out with nothing but the shirt on their back, a 40-year gap in employment history.
And earning potential.
No earning. I mean, your earning years are gone. And we have seen mixed results when it comes to the success of these men and women once they are released, certainly after lengthy terms, just reintegrating into society. And so the Midwest Innocence Project does help them with that. Some of them have gone on speaking tours. If you are going to donate, please donate to that fund.
Yeah. Donate wisely.
Donate wisely, no. Because you just never know. I mean, people are going to come out of the woodwork now and say, you know, I'm raising money for, you know, so just go to the Midwest Innocence Project if you're going to donate.
Monica in Overland Park. Monica, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing really well. Thank you for asking.
Okay, so the group before you guys were talking about how much should we be giving Kevin Strickland? Let's start with the millions and work up. Although I do think, obviously, he needs to be compensated, I don't know if we're doing him a lot of favors by just throwing money his way and turning around and walking away. And I say that because I look at NFL players and NBA players that come from the ghettos. I mean, Kevin Strickland, he said for 43 years, up, and he's driving away, yay, right now.
Yep.
He doesn't have a dime to his name. And these guys, all of a sudden, they're given millions, and what happens? They go right back to where they came from, which is obviously what we want to avoid here. But we need to be careful on how, I believe, this money is presented to him. I think it needs to come with some mentoring and a whole lot of caution.
I do understand what you're saying, but then part of me, Monica, thinks that they have basically kidnapped this man for more than 42 years, and if he wants to go to Disney World, hell, go to Disney World. I do understand what you're saying, but I feel like This is a little bit.
I mean, we don't know what kind of support system he has. Does he have good people that have his best? I mean, he can be sucked back into a big black hole. I mean, I truly, he needs to be provided for. But we can't just throw money at his at him and turn around and walk away. I think he needs guidance and assistance, and we need to.
Monica, thank you for the call. We're going to stop you there. They are pulling the wheelchair back out of the trunk of the car.
They just left prison grounds. It looks like he's going to get out and speak to the media.
It looks like he's going to get out and speak because what they wanted to do, and you understand this, Scott, is get him the hell off of state property. They are now on what looks like a side access road.
Matt Fleener is saying right now on Channel 9 that he will be wheeled in front of the cameras and possibly
to speak. And we will take that when he does. They are working as we speak to get him out of the car. You certainly understand their
there he is.
Hesitancy to do this on prison grounds.
Let's, as he gets close to the microphone, and we're getting near the bottom of the hour, but I would definitely want to take at least a little bit of this as Kevin Strickland speaks to the news media just outside prison grounds. Can we go to our reporting partners at Channel 9 for a second here, Sam?
Still in disbelief.
Did you ever think this day was going to come? What were you thinking about sitting in that prison?
No, I didn't think this day was going to come. I mean, not before I got this legal team, I didn't. What I was thinking in prison today, before this happened, I was actually watching a soap opera. And it thing went across Newsbreak or whatever they call them, and I just couldn't believe what I was hearing.
So that's how you learned?
That's how I learned.
You saw your own name on the screen?
The picture, yes. And then other inmates start hollering, and I heard them beating on walls and carrying on.
Oh, wow. What would you say to the judge?
Thank you for reviewing all the no evidence that was against me to begin with. I really appreciate him taking his time to listen and understand what really happened in 1978 and how, you know, I was an easy mark, and the police took advantage of it. I'd like to tell them thank you for listening.
What's your message to someone who might be going through everything you went through?
Definitely not to ever give up. Never give up. Continuously write out, you know, letters or whatever, trying to get support from somebody. You eventually throw your hook. I hate to refer to my attorney as a wide-mouth bass or swordfish or anything like that, but, you know, I caught one, a couple, and they went to work. They listened, and it took them no time to see that there was no evidence said I had anything to do with this crime before, during, or after.
I know it may be a lot to take in, but what are you planning to do next?
I mean, that's difficult. I don't know what I'm doing right now. That's difficult. I like to be able to get you an answer on that. But if I can ever get involved with some type of, you know, speaking concerning legislation, something, we like to get some things changed. I got some ideas about where they could keep this from happening to someone else.
How do you think about the last 43 years of you when you went to prison and you now? How have you changed?
Well, I didn't have this, for starters. Didn't have all this. I think I try to. I've changed. I'm not necessarily angry. It's a lot. I mean, I think I've created some emotions that you all don't know about just yet. I'm gonna have to put a name on them. I've interacted a bunch, happy, joy, sorrow, fear, you know, all those. I'm trying to figure out how to put them together, but yeah, I think I've created a couple that y'all don't know about yet.
Have you talked with with your family yet?
Today, no. No, that's just yet.
If you could talk to Cynthia Douglas today, what would you tell her?
I appreciate her for, you know, she was the victim. Like, you know, testimony said, she was the victim. The police put her up to doing what she did, and I don't have no ill feelings for her. I appreciate her. Before she passed, she tried to get the word out there. She let everybody know that she could, that I wasn't the one. So I'd just like to tell her thank you for that, you know, trying to get that done. No hard feelings toward her. My hard feelings are with the sister. They knew from day one I didn't commit this crime. They knew I was an easy mark, so why not give it to me?
What's it
going
to be like to hug your family, hug your daughter?
Oh, wow. You look familiar.
Well, I'm on the news, so.
What it's going to be like. I didn't know what it's going to be like when I saw my attorneys just now. So, a great deal of joy, you know, great deal of joy. Probably give her a spanking or something.
Did the guards say anything to you? I know you said you heard a lot of hooping and hollering. Did anybody there say anything at all as you were leaving?
Oh, they were super nice. I'm not sure. That's the jail I lived in for a couple of years. They were super nice today. Told me not to come back. I shouldn't have been here the first time.
Thanksgiving, 2 days away. What are you thankful for?
I guess I have to begin, but these attorneys for Florida, because without them, I wouldn't be sitting here, you wouldn't be sitting here. Thankful for God walking me through this for 43 years, protecting me. He let me get a little scuffed up along the way. I guess those were learning lessons, learning lumps. And just thankful to have, aside for this wheelchair, my help, you know, and not get any more victimized in that prison system than I was.
Mr. Strickland, what do you think of the justice system now?
Once again, it needs to be torn down and redone. Just from the arresting officer to the presiding judge. I mean, it don't work. I mean, it worked here in the long run, but it took 43 years to get here. And when they knew from day one that I wasn't the person that committed that crime, they knew. So it needs to be revamped. As much as corrections need to be revamped, they just, it's a lot.
She told me that you guys had discussed last night possibly what you'd be doing once you left today. What's that first stop going to be for you?
I'm going to have to keep.
Yeah, so we don't know yet, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I really can't say. Don't want to be followed to that one.
Okay. You good?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. There is Kevin Strickland speaking to members of the media just outside the state prison in Cameron, Missouri. Let's take a super quick break, and then we will get back to your calls and your comments. If you'd like to weigh in, 576-7798. Kevin Strickland, a free man after 43 years, wrongly convicted in prison. Kevin Strickland has been free for about 10 minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.